Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
On today's WrestleMania Weekend Solo Friday news, WWE have revealed the WrestleMania 40 set. We've got an update on John Cena's potential WrestleMania 40 role. The Rock shows up nearly 2 hours late for his WWE World appearance. And then the WWE stars were out at Bloodsport. Hello everyone, I am Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling on my own on a Friday. I know it's a crazy old world, but the lads, the rest of the lads, they're all off on the other side of the world right now because they're in Philly for WrestleMania. It's exciting. We've got a big live show. They're going doing loads of interviews with wrestlers and people and all this stuff. Like, it's just exciting. It's an exciting time. We're going to have loads of incredible videos dropping over this weekend. So keep your eyes glued on this particular channel. But I am on my own, so I'm going to kick things off on my own. Nobody's prompting me. It's going to be a weird old video, so buckle up and enjoy the ride. And this ride, this WrestleMania ride, has now begun, obviously, officially, because we've had the set reveal. It happened. Feels like just a couple of hours ago, I think it did happen, but it was a typical WWE style presentation for this kind of stuff. They don't just stand there and go, here's the big set. They do a whole song and dance kind of thing, loads of fireworks, crazy stuff, and then I think last year they had like a skateboarder or something to kick it all off. Like they were skating down a ramp. It was something like that. My mind just blurs. It all went blurry after Cody lost. But this year they did something similar because we had Jackie Redmond and Kayla Braxton. They were there just going, oh, we've got a big set we're going to show you. But they didn't just do it on their own. They didn't just point at the set and do that thing. No, instead, they got social media stars, the Ninja Kids, to help out with the big reveal. I won't lie, I don't really know who the Ninja Kids are. I don't really feel like it's my just thing for YouTube that I'm going to be, and my eyes are going to be drawn to, but they did loads of flips. They did flips and splits and then pointed and then fireworks went off, and we've got this WrestleMania thing now, this big old stage. It's like an annual tradition, this, isn't it? And then everything went off and it was all green, obviously, because the Philadelphia Eagles, who play their NFL games, sports, and throwing and kicking of the egg ball thing, they do that there, apparently. So that's like a whole thing that was expected. And it looks great. You've got the big XL thing in the middle and it's all very shiny and flashing lighty. And the first thing I thought of straight away was, I want to see the final boss entrance on this massive stage. I'm so excited. I just want a red eye on each XL and just a bull coming up in the middle of it. Oh, my mind, just the imagination goes wild. I'm sure you're excited about it as well. So you let me know in the comments right down there whose entrance you're most excited about coming into WrestleMania XL, WrestleMania 40, because that stage gets you giddy, doesn't it? Think of all the potential for craziness. I want a tank. Bring Rusev back and give me a tank, that's what I say. So, while on the subject of, obviously, WrestleMania 40, it is a major talking point, obviously, this weekend, because that's the big old show that's happening. We need to talk about John Cena, because there's been a lot of talk, a lot of rumors, a lot of things about him potentially showing up at this year's WrestleMania. They had that weird shot, didn't they, on Raw, where, like, The Rock was absolutely kicking Cody's ass. And in the background, there was, like, a truck, and it had Steve Austin and John Cena's faces, and it was just the way it was framed. People were like, oh, that's not a chance. That's not some kind of mistake or a coincidence. That is literally, they're coming. That's foreshadowing. Well, It has been said here within this PW Insider exclusive report, and we will talk about this exclusive report, it's been noted that while there are some people who do expect Mr. Super Cena to be there, they do expect to see him at WrestleMania through this weekend, you probably don't expect him to be doing anything majorly physical, because throughout the rest of like 2024, pretty much, he is going to be shooting Peacemaker Season 2. That starts shooting now. This has been reported here. Now, it starts shooting in June, and it's looking to finish up shooting around November, Thanksgiving time. So, they're probably not going to be getting him to, like, jump through a table or do anything really extremely physical before that, because if he gets injured, that's a lot of people's jobs, really, like, at this Peacemaker project, whatever it is, on production. A lot of people's jobs are going to be in danger there. The leading person, the person who's called Peacemaker, is injured or hurt. That's not going to be a good thing for anybody. So it's not likely that Cena, if he is there, if he is like participating, if he does do a bloodline run in and starts kicking people's butts and he's there with Steve Austin and all that stuff, he's probably just going to do maybe one attitude adjustment, maybe, or just punch a few people, or maybe just distract. He might just be a distraction. He might be that. He might not even be there at all. He might just be in Philadelphia, perhaps, just to have a few beers and sit and watch in the crowd like he did at WrestleMania 34, I believe. Yeah, he might just do that. We don't know. There's no pressure, Cena. It'd be great to see you. If you are there, great. If you're not, if you're just invisible, that's fine as well. So we'll see what happens there with Cena. But yeah, interesting. A very interesting note there that he will not be getting extremely physical if he is around at WrestleMania. A lot of it's, buts, maybes. I like this because it's all building up. It's the tension. It's the surprise element. I like it. It's what WrestleMania is about.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
And speaking of things that WrestleMania is all about, it's all been about The Rock, hasn't it? It's been all about Rocky, it's all about Dwayne. I know Cody's going to finish his story, or better finish his story, and Roman's been doing Roman things, and Seth, and everyone else. Like, there's been a lot of moving parts for this year's WrestleMania, but let's be honest, it's The Rock. It's The Rock, the first time in like 10 plus years that he's going to be wrestling. Everyone's going to be going crazy, everyone's giddy, excited, and they have every right to be, and Just really adding to the excitement, WWE have got this new WWE World thing that they've been doing this year, which is like their place where they do all the big interviews that they're going to have, like fan meet and greets, and there's like memorabilia. There's loads of cool stuff. Hopefully, I think the lads are going to go and check it out where they're over there, the Philly boys, the What Culture Philly boys, because it looks like a cool, fun time. The people who went yesterday, I believe, like yesterday evening, afternoon-ish time, we're expecting to see The Rock. They were expecting him to be there at 4 p.m. Eastern, EST, the Bianca Belair's in EST. I don't know where my mind went there, but never mind, let's keep moving on. I'm getting distracted. The Rock was supposed to be there, and he clearly got distracted because he was meant to be there that time, and then he was like an hour late, and then nearly 2 hours late, so everyone's getting mad. Everyone's getting just frustrated. They were booing. They were like, Rocky sucks. And they were saying, this is BS. They weren't weren't saying BS. They were saying something else, but I can't say it because YouTube would get mad at me. So they were annoyed. Everyone's very annoyed. Then he finally turned up. Finally, The Rock shows up nearly two hours after he should have done. And what was his excuse? What was his reason for turning up late, you ask? Well, according to The Rock, this went way over my head because I'm not really into NFL, but the people in attendance were annoyed about it. He said that he was watching YouTube videos. He was watching YouTube videos of Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, choke in last year's NFL playoffs. That's what he was doing. He was watching that on YouTube, and people were angry. They were like, you've referenced our sports team. I can't even say the words. Sports team in a negative way. We are angry. Boo. We don't like you, Rock. We do like you, but we're booing this character. Boo. And it was good. It was Rock being full heel, final boss Rock. I don't know much about NFL. I know that the Eagles, like I've said earlier, they play in the Lincoln Field financialness that we're going to be over this weekend, but yeah, I don't know. Rock was just—he was going for the cheap heat. Come on, he's a carny. He knows his business like the back of his hand. He knows. You mention the sports team, they get annoyed. You get the booze, you get the heat. But I am very, very curious whether The Rock is actually going to get booed on Saturday. I'm very curious about it because a lot of people are going to be so excited to see The Rock. I know Adam Wilborn in particular is going to like lose his mind over seeing The Rock. So it's an intriguing one because I can't see him getting booed straight away. Or it might be one of those things where it's like, whoa, The Rock. And then as the match goes on, it's like, oh, no, we don't like you. You're getting in the way of Cody's story. It might be one of those deals. You let me know. If you think he's going to get booed on Saturday, you let me know in the comment section. And whether he pops up on Sunday, he's going to get booed there again. You let me know. If he starts referencing sports teams again, he's probably going to get booed. But another massive thing that went down yesterday was Bloodsport. Yeah, we had Bloodsport X, like 10, not Bloodsport Twitter, I don't think. But a big thing that happened at Bloodsport is we had a lot of WWE talent showing up. It was a cool move, really, because we don't often see WWE jumping over into these other promotions just for a little bit over like a WrestleMania weekend. There's loads of different shows, obviously, that are going on WrestleMania when we're at Texas. There's going on. There's loads of stuff going down. And this is obviously a GCW event, and it's Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. A lot of pals of Josh Barnett were in and around this show, obviously. And Shayna Baszler was a biggie, and she went there and she wrestled there. Masha Slamovich, who's TNA's Masha Slamovich, and Masha showed up with Jordynne Grace, who obviously showed up at the Royal Rumble recently, so that was a big thing. She was like, I got backup. And Shayna Baszler was like, well, I see your backup, and I bring my own backup, who is Zoe Stark. So Zoe Stark was there as well, so that was cool. Loads of WWE stars, and I believe Shayna Baszler won her match by absolutely stomping the hell out of Masha, just completely booted her head off, and she won it, because it's weird blood sport. It's not like just pinfalls and things like that. I think it's under like shoot rules, MMA kind of rules, so it's like submissions and KOs, really. So I think this was like a TKO, probably. Yeah, I think that's how it works. And then later on, I don't know if it was later on, actually, it was somewhere else on the show. It was Charlie Dempsey made an appearance. Charlie Dempsey, yeah, I know, NXT's Charlie Dempsey. He was there, he was in the round, he was walking around the place, and he had a match against the GCW regular, that is Matt Murkowski. I know, what a crazy old time. So he was there, and it's just cool. I've not really got an awful lot more to add to this. It's really cool just seeing WWE stars popping up in these events. It definitely helps those events move some tickets, which is really good. Like, you want to help the wrestling business in whatever way you can, having a bit of that WWE rub in these kind of events. And you've got other promotions, obviously, like TNA are involved, AEW, I think New Japan. Like, there's a bit of everything really going down at these events, so it's cool. It's like a celebration of wrestling. That's what WrestleMania should be, really. WrestleMania weekend, just everyone coming together, making money, making memories, good time. And hopefully this leads to more of this sort of stuff going down over the next like couple years. I like it. We should all be friends in this wrestling business. Work together to work together. Or something like that. That was meant to be inspirational, but it just sounded weird. So thank you very much. Let me know what you think of all these stories in the comment section down below. I will be back again on my Todd tomorrow because they're all off drinking beers, eating cheese steaks, and just, they're not even working, really. They're just chilling out. I was lying. There's going to be no videos. I'm not lying. I'm lying about lying. Lots of lies. There's going to be loads of stuff. Keep an eye on What Culture Wrestling this weekend for all your WrestleMania fixes. It's going to be insane. I'm excited. I'm sure you can tell. I'm sure you are as well. Let me know what you're most excited about over WrestleMania weekend down in the comments, and have yourself a good day. Have a great day. Have a great WrestleMania weekend. Mwah!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.